Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Retail Refined. I'm Melissa Gonzalez, and I am coming to you from Kizik's first ever pop-up shop in New York City. It is truly an experiential moment for the brand. I'm going to have the pleasure of sitting with both Monty Deer, who's the CEO of Kizik, and Gretchen Wyman, who is Chief Merchandising Officer. And we're going to go into a little bit of a deeper dive, not just about the experience here in New York City, but about the brand and what the future holds. Sitting with me is Monty Deer, who is the CEO of Kizik, and thank you so much for spending the time to talk with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Melissa, and to be in, we're a Utah-based company, to be here in New York, your country, to be in this beautiful pop-up that you and your team at MG2 helped us create, it's a thrill.
So can you tell the audience a little bit more about you and your role with the company?
Sure. I've been the CEO at Kizik for about 5 years now. Before that, oddly enough, I was our founder's, Mike Pratt's, attorney and had fallen in love with Kizik, the idea of hands-free shoes. And it was a time in the development of the company at Kizik where Mike needed a leader to run his company. And I sat down and talked with Mike and said, I think I'd like to try something different in my career. And we jumped in together. And my goodness, it's been a ride of growth since then, fortunately for us.
Yeah, well, I've been able to witness some of that and be a small part of supporting that. So it's been really exciting. And that's definitely, we can do a whole other episode of that. Career transition. It's really inspirational. But the other thing that's made a transition is the brand, opening the first store in Utah. And since then, what's really being unveiled here in New York City is kind of an evolution of the brand, of the brand's personality, kind of transforming the visuals that we're seeing in the store today. So can you talk to us a little bit about what that journey has been like and what is Motion is Magic?
I'll start by saying where we started. Our founder envisioned a new way for shoes to work, and that is to step in and be really the way shoes should always have been from the beginning. No need to touch with your hands, just step in. And so we have focused to date mostly on, I would say, functionality, and we are helping our customer and our consumer see that it's more than just how shoes work. Motion is Magic, in my view, is how wearing Kizik hands-free shoes make you feel. Mm-hmm. It opens a world of easy possibility that lets you go and do and see and explore this entire world. Whether you're going around the block or around the world, Kiziks are a feeling as much as they are a function.
I love that. And it's evident with the naming of your shoes.
That's right.
There's a global perspective built in there with the Lima and the Athens, the Sydney. And so talk to us a little bit about how that shows up. How this shows up in the store, but you also have an omni-channel strategy. So how does that messaging kind of show up, whether you're engaging with the brand digitally or physically?
Yes, we've been predominantly e-commerce for the last few years. In fact, even months ago, you could buy Kizik's online, but if you asked, where can I go and try on a pair of shoes? We launched a test last year with Nordstrom, and we opened our first store ourselves. It wasn't until this year when we decided we are going to the world. We are taking Kizik's to the people. So this year we'll open, we have a single store open. We'll open five more this year, and we can talk about that. We also estimated that we would open 100 or 200 stores in other retailers. When we opened the gate to that, they have come and said, we want Kizik's in our store. And that's going to blossom to more than 500 stores this year, 500 doors.
Yeah, so that's a significant footprint. Mm-hmm. When you think about the opportunity of brick and mortar, a journey of a customer engaging with the brand, you know, what do you see as the opportunities? Because it's like you said, it's the function, it's the form, but there's also the community and lifestyle around the brand.
There are some miraculous things about Kizik's product. When people come in, first of all, brick and mortar, both in our own stores and in the stores with our retail partners, give customers the opportunity to touch before and try before they buy. In fact, we sort of turn the retail journey, the customer journey on its head. Instead of a customer coming into the store and shopping first, mm-hmm. and looking for a style and a colorway, they get to come in, and often what we say is, have you tried Kizik's? And they don't know what we're talking about. So we will drop a pair of shoes on the floor in their size. They will step in and their head goes up and they have that aha moment. Uh-huh. Our customers sort of interact with each other and they say, yes, you've got to try that. Or you haven't ever tried Kizik's before. And it's wonderful to have customers selling to one another. But then there's another, I mean, I said miraculous. I mean, that's a big word, but often individuals will step into a pair of Kizik's, they'll look up, we'll see that surprise on their face. And then within a minute or two, they'll think to themselves, I've got to get my dad in here to try a pair of these.
Yeah.
Or my sister who is expecting a baby. It's just amazing how Kizik shoes and the try-on experience makes them think about somebody they care about. That creates community in itself.
Yeah, so as you kind of educate one, then you're creating this evangelist who's bringing in many to the brand.
And it happens, it happens.
Okay, Monty, so somebody who can't experience the pop-up today, can you walk us through the journey from the street all the way to the magic behind us?
The pop-up here in Soho is intended to represent the experience or the journey, as you say, of getting to know Kizik. When you walk in, the journey begins by getting to know Kizik. Right here at the front of the store, you get to step into a pair of Kizik's for the first time, experience that aha moment, see some of the Kizik styles and colorways. But in a representative way, that's only the beginning. Mm-hmm. After learning about Kizik, you get to move forward toward the back of the store where you walk through a light portal that opens a new world. And as you step into the world of Kizik, there is an interactive light display so that when you move, you create motion in a new way that we would say is magic. This interactive light display suggests that any moment, big or small, when you're wearing Kizik's, open a world of possibilities.
I love that. Yeah. And what I think so smart, the way in which it, you know, ties together too, is you're allowing people to experience that even if they just tried on but didn't yet purchase. So it's also further illustrating the possibility of it too, right? You took a micro step, you engaged with us a little further, you learned a little bit more, come feel what the rest could feel like.
Exactly, and we hope to see a lot of people here and let them have exactly that experience.
So let's talk a little bit about the future too, right? You gave a little bit, you're gonna open stores, but the future is much longer tail than just what's happening this year.
That's right.
So as you think about Kizik and the future, can you just share a little bit of some of the things you're excited about?
When you think about the world, and we do think about the world, imagine the cultural possibilities for our friends in other countries where every time you walk into your home or even into an office, you take off your shoes and you put them back on. We think this is, there's opportunity for expansion across the entire world. We will grow quickly over the next couple of years in the United States, but we've also recently signed a distribution agreement with our friends at Unified Brand Partners in the UK. We're on the brink of signing in Taiwan, Southeast Asia, and Japan. So we look forward to being a global brand soon, but also expanding first here in the United States.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And to think of that global aspect of it. Well, I think that it's going to be exciting to see the reception in New York. You also had a multi-pronged strategy here too, because even on the streets of New York, you're seeing posters and everything of Kizik. So it's a nice little tease, I think. I think the city's going to ask you to come back. That's what I have to say on that one. But before we go, anything, you know, we could leave the audience with? I mean, again, you're sitting at such an interesting place where, like you said, you started in your relationship with the founder. Now you're kind of stewarding with your leadership team the future of Kizik. And when you think about not just the brand, but the consumer and the evolution of the consumer and how they engage with brands and the opportunity of digital in that mix with physical, I mean, anything else like that's kind of either keeps you up in a good way when you think about the future?
I look forward to seeing how e-commerce and physical retail wrap into one another and lift one another. We've not yet seen what happens to our e-commerce performance when we create a physical presence and frankly, vice versa. We've had so many e-commerce customers ask before, so where can I go to try on a pair of shoes?
Yeah.
But also, you know, we won't be able to, I mean, we're expanding quickly with our number of SKUs. We won't be able to get every one of our SKUs, every one of our colorways in a physical store. So they can pop right back to our Kizik.com site. And I see people interacting at both places, learning about the brand together. That's going to be a new thing for Kizik.
It's an exciting time for sure. And seeing even some of the discovery that just happened in the store here today, it's fun to see those aha moments happen. And to your point, just understanding more deeply the value proposition that the brand brings to the consumer when they have the opportunity to have that interaction. So excited to continue to watch and also, you know, work with you on the future. Thank you so much for sitting with us today to share a little bit more about Kizik and the brand today and also your future.
Really a thrill and to be here with you. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. I am sitting here today with Gretchen Wyman, who is Chief Merchandising Officer at Kizik, and we are having a little bit of a conversation today live from your first ever pop-up in New York City. So welcome.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for sitting with me and from this beautiful store that we had the opportunity to work on with you guys. I gave a high level by saying Chief Merchandising Officer, but can you tell the audience a little bit more about your role at Kizik and what you're working really closely with the brand to do?
Yeah, so I am Chief Merchandising Officer, as you said. I'm also overseeing product. So what that means at this amazing phase in our development is that the brand and the positioning and the product all working together. So it's super important when you are creating product that you know exactly who you are as a brand and where you're going. So It's been a great year for me so far.
Yeah, and a lot of evolution in the year that I could say that I've personally witnessed with the evolution of the product. And it's also been in line with the brand's repositioning as you continue to kind of mature as a brand and reimagine that. So can you talk a little bit about what Motion is Magic is and that brand positioning and how you've been incorporating that with the evolution of the product?
Yeah, I mean, Motion is Magic. The way I think about it, and coming from a performance brand, I was at Hoka before this, movement and motion to Kizik is like performance to another brand. It's ownable. It speaks to our technology. It speaks to, you know, anything you can do in the product. So it's our currency, essentially. And it's really cool to have, again, a new brand positioning, creating new products, and just seeing the brand sort of take off.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the brand names as well and what that represents from the global position of the brand.
Yeah, it's I think it's brilliant. And it started before I got here, but naming the product after cities, global cities, US cities, that kind of takes you to another place. And that's kind of the concept, you know, because it takes you around the world, around the corner, it gets you out the door, and it, you know, it's inspiring possibilities. So it's all coming together. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So as you further develop as well, you have men's, women's, and kids. So mm-hmm. can you talk a little bit about that too, and your lens as you're thinking about those different demographics mm-hmm. And the evolution of the product?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, first of all, we're focused on a muse now. And our muse is a time-empowered optimist, someone who's active, who plans life, is into style more than anything else. And for us, that, you know, speaking to that muse kind of gets us a broader base. So we're excited to have that muse, and that muse speaks to men and women. Mm-hmm. So we will continue to develop product for both men and women. And historically, we've done that with unisex sizing. Now we're breaking that apart so we can speak more directly to the consumer who's buying the product. You know, colors for women, colors for men, different silhouettes for each gender. So that's kind of, it's a new sort of way of doing things for Kizik.
When you think about bringing that to market, Kizik has a multi-pronged approach, multi-channel approach mm-hmm. with wholesale, with owned stores.
Right.
Continuing to, you know, you're going to expand that footprint and digital. So... So tell us a little bit about that approach too, and how you see that play out, you know, as the brand continues to grow.
Yeah, it's a great time for the brand to introduce itself to the wider world in stores, because I think maybe Monty mentioned it, but it is experiential. Mm-hmm. And we've done incredibly well online, but imagine what we can do in store, like getting people to step in our shoes. I think the statistic is 70% of the people who try it on buy the shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is truly an aha moment. People use the term aha all the time.
All the
time. We want moments of aha, but I witness it. You know, it happens,
right.
And people are believers. And one of the things Monty was talking about too is it doesn't just unlock a believer, it unlocks an ambassador for mm-hmm. the brand as
right,
well.
Right, right. He was saying earlier that oftentimes when he is giving shoes to a family member or friend, they're like, oh, and I think I'm going to get one for mm-hmm. someone else. So it's like wildfire. Once you try the shoes, you buy the shoes, you experience it, you're like, I know so many people who would like this.
Yeah. And when we think of the shoes too, and I think of the evolution of the product line, you're also having more diversity in the offering when it comes to walking and running, performance mm. and all of that. So can you talk a little bit about how, you know, sitting where you are as Chief Merchandising Officer, what is your vision for that and how that is going to become more of a holistic, it feels like, lifestyle brand, whether you're walking or running or whatever
yeah.
you're doing?
I mean, we're careful not to say that we're a performance brand. We are a lifestyle brand, but we bring something really unique to the market. We were the first to create hands-free shoes. We have over 200 patents. Mm-hmm. We will continue to innovate and evolve, but not necessarily in performance. So really more lifestyle, more active consumers who don't necessarily raise their hand and go, I'm a runner.
yeah.
But like comfort, like, you know, athletic styling.
Mm-hmm. So as you are signing, Monty talked about some relationships on a more global perspective mm-hmm. as well. Can you share a little bit about that, kind of as you think of the product on a more global standpoint?
Well, we're convinced that this product is for everyone. And you can think about different cultures around the world, and you can think about Asia, where they traditionally take their shoes off when they enter someone's house. It's a great concept for that market. We are starting in the UK mm-hmm. with a partner there. But we are very quickly moving into Southeast Asia, so it's exciting.
What keeps you up in a good way? What keeps you excited when you think about the opportunity of the consumer and the Kizik brand?
Not getting out here fast enough in the retail space. Mm-hmm. It's super important. Again, from my experience at other brands, it helps grow awareness, build awareness, and I think that's what the brand needs right now to kind of get it up, you know, to another level of growth.
Well, with that, we are sitting in New York City, which is a gateway from a global perspective. So what makes you excited about being here in New York City? Why is this important to you and the brand?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great test for the brand to be in a city like this where, you know, people have different levels of style and different product needs and desires, probably more desires for us to put ourselves out here in this market and again, bring eyes to the brand that wouldn't necessarily see it.
Yeah, and what are you hoping to learn from being in the city and this experience?
That we're correct, that we're right, that people, many people will adopt the brand.
Yeah, I think that I've already witnessed it and doors aren't open.
Right.
People trying to come in asking to try on the shoe and really intrigued by the step-in experience, the multi-channel approach that you have, right? A lot of different ways you're engaging with the consumer. Wholesale's been on a pretty big growth trajectory this year.
Yes, it has.
So can you talk a little bit about that? And also, because education is such a critical part of your introduction to the brand, you know, how are you making sure that's happening with those wholesale partnerships?
We've created a strategy that brings the brand to the best specialty retailers across the country. And there are a few here in New York. They're everywhere. And I've worked with a lot of them before. And they very quickly adopted the brand. They're very excited about it. And what we're trying to do is in-store use video as much as we can. So when someone walks up to a table or a wall that, you know, has Kizik on it, they can see the motion of the product and how it works and then try it on. But we want to catch their attention at point of sale.
Yeah, right away. And the most important thing that has to happen is they step in.
Right.
And then from there, the relationship has started.
It's magic. Yes.
It's magic. Well, Gretchen, thank you so much for taking the time to sitting with me from your first ever location here in New York City. We appreciate your insights and we'll continue to watch as new product comes to market.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.